Mike Tyson, who's the real champ?
And you know we gotta hit you with another tattoo or tattoo.
Ew. Also, our friend Andrew Freud will be dishing on the red carpet for Top Gun Maverick.
Hold on, hold on. I hear trouble over in L.A. Oh, Frank Kramer is in the house today.
Trouble's here.
It's Franco.
How you
Frank
doing,
is here,
everybody?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Get ready for it.
It's time for the kids to leave the room.
It's on, folks. It's on.
Hide your wives.
Change your barista.
This all right.
Hide your wife and barista.
And baristas.
Okay, all right, you guys. Cue up the sad music. Sad, sad day. Because today marks the end of an era. After making us dance in front of our televisions for the last 19 years, the last episode of The Ellen Show.
No, Ellen's done. No.
Ellen's done. Calling it a day. There was not a dry eye in the building. Ellen's wife, Portia de Rossi, and her brother, Vance, sat front row for the last hurrah.
Okay.
Celebrity friends like Pink and Billie Eilish stopped by, as well as Ellen's first guest ever from back in 2003, Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Ellen asked Jen, you know, Jennifer Aniston had a famous show that once ended, and Jennifer and Ellen asked Jennifer how she handled the end of Friends, and Jen said, I got a divorce and went into therapy.
Okay.
So she'll have to do the same thing.
Hopefully Ellen doesn't get a divorce. What do you guys think the legacy of this show is going to be?
Well, you said there wasn't a dry eye in the house in the last show. I guess the entire staff was in tears. That's because one of them forgot to put cream in her coffee.
Oh, so she got punched?
Yeah,
she got punched?
Entire staff in tears.
I mean, but the few times I did get a chance to check Ellen's show out, it looked like she was having fun. I liked the offbeat dancing. I liked when she would have celebs on and would just scare them in the middle of the interview. It was kind of a vibe. Like, nobody was doing that.
No, I'm going to miss the show.
You said the offbeat dancing. You said the offbeat dancing.
Well, that's her new show, Horrible Dancing with the Star.
Horrible Dancing.
With the star. It's just her dancing.
A few years ago, on one of my old shows, we did a thing where we all dressed up as famous talk show hosts, and I dressed up as Ellen, and I came out with, like, the weird dance.
Nailed it. You're good.
Because when I'm clean shaven, I look like Ellen.
No.
Oh, wow.
When you're with a beard, you look more like Ellen.
Oh, my God.
Chewy, I know you've got some moves. Can you show us your Ellen dance moves?
My Ellen dance moves? I don't know. It's just
what would Ellen do?
Some of that.
It's very, very
it's really
pointy.
She would
walk.
A lot of shoulders.
She like does some of that.
She had like a walk, and then she would hit a spot, and then she'd be like.
And then she'd walk some more.
Everybody's
and
dancing.
And then she'd slap an assistant.
Oh, it's slap the assistant. All right, moving on. Now, many fighters have tried, but few have defeated the legendary Mike Tyson. But the game did. Well, not in the boxing ring, but in an arm wrestling match, y'all.
Really?
So the game pulled up to Mike's hot boxing podcast for a chat and ended up with the W against the champ. Look at this.
Was that a win as much as it was a draw? Because Mike's arm didn't go all the way down, and then like Mike got him back to the middle.
Mike was lifting up out of his seat, though. Head crack. He lost.
Yeah, he definitely underestimated. When you got to use your whole body and muscles that don't involve your arm, you know, you're working for it.
Right. And you're supposed to be on a hard table.
First off, like the game is still kind of young. How old is Mike Tyson?
He's in his 50s, right, y'all?
Yeah, Mike Tyson's like. Instilling really good Iron Mike
that
shape.
That man could still be the heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
He could be.
Also, it's what a brilliant name for a podcast. Hot Boxing. Hosted by Mike Tyson while he's smoking something.
Yeah, now, the game said Mike told him he won to his face, but there's already talks of a rematch, y'all.
I hope there is
a rematch.
Would you want to beat Mike Tyson at something like this?
Absolutely. Even at old age, because it's one of those things that it's bragging rights. It's like, yo, I beat Mike Tyson in arm wrestling.
Is it also bragging rights to get beat up on an airplane by Mike Tyson at this point?
That is, yo.
I mean, you don't know. You don't want to
end it.
That guy deserved everything that he got.
Yo, Mike Tyson beat me up in first class,
bro. Yeah. Oh, he's still
bragging. He gave me that 1-2 sign didn't stop.
He's still bragging. Yeah. You don't know me? I'm the guy that Mike Tyson beat up.
Chewy and Frank,
yes.
Like, you guys have, you know...
We've kissed. You've tongue wrestled.
Have you arm wrestled?
We haven't arm wrestled yet.
Could I get an arm wrestle?
I don't need any tongue wrestling, but could I get an arm wrestle?
Come on.
I have tendonitis on my elbows because
Pornhub
because Pornhub turned 15.
Wait, Pornhub turned 15?
Yeah, but it claims
it's 18. Oh, Gary, you missing it today, Gary.
Gary,
are you?
He's actually in sword fight training right now.
Gary, you're missing a hell of a show.
That was not fair. Chewie bought a gun to a sword fight. That thing is a double barrel. That's a cutoff shotgun right there.
Frank's actually seen it, so yeah.
Gary's about like Zorro in a sword fight. You gotta look out.
It's time for tattoo or tattoos. And today we got Louisville rapper 2K Baby. Now, he dropped some pics off showing off some fresh ink on his forehead, specifically the number 2 with the caption, "Scared to Love." Now, everybody, do you think this is a tattoo or a tattoo?
What
could have been number 1.
I still don't get the tattoos on the face, y'all.
I don't either.
Really don't.
Like, I know some people says it puts a lot of pressure on them to like really hardcore pursue whatever it is they're doing because there is no turning back. So either this guy's gonna be like the number 2 rapper in the world or work for a pencil company.
Okay. Listen up, Detective Frank Kramer here, and I'm representing the PDA police.
Okay.
Yes, today we're looking at Justin Long and Kate Bosworth. They just dropped these pics of the lovebirds in Ireland showing off beer mustaches.
Oh, cute.
Captioning it with a green heart and an Irish flag. And then Kate said, "I'm the luckiest." With a four-leaf clover and a kiss emoji.
Right. Can you read the caption one more time?
"I'm the luckiest."
Yeah. I gotta say, I think it's too cute. They're sharing a Guinness. They're in Ireland. Yo. I think it's cute.
But yo, my man wants to make it a throuple. My man in the back wants to be in this picture so bad.
Look at that guy.
He was in the back like, "Let me get a piece of that too."
So, but you love them as a couple, though.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I mean, they work.
They don't do this very much, posting a lot of stuff like that. So, I mean, the fact they're in Ireland, they're drinking Guinness where you should drink it.
If they were in Ireland and it was like a margarita or something, I would be upset.
I would be really upset.
At that point, I'd be upset.
Margaritas in Ireland?
Yeah.
Not having it? All right.
Well, I mean, you could have one. Yeah. You could.
That'd be me, bro.
I'm sure the Irish like the margarita.
Tienen margaritas.
If you catch me on the beach in Cancun with a Guinness, you'd be like, come on, bro.
Yeah, an Irish margarita is just a Guinness. It's with a salted rim.
Oh, my God. All right, y'all. Oh, my God. If you're a fan of Julia Roberts and George Clooney, you're going to want to hear this, okay? The two longtime friends are starring in an upcoming rom-com called Ticket to Paradise. And it sounds great, but you might not want to get your hopes up because Julia said, "I think it's so funny, and George is so funny, and George and I together, it's probably going to be terrible because there's too much potential for it to be great. It'll just implode on itself." Now, what do y'all think? Is she using reverse psychology to make sure we love it?
I think so, because I think sometimes you under-promise and over-deliver.
Yeah.
So if you get everybody's expectations low and then it's actually pretty good, it's like, boom.
Right, because they're great actors. It's going to be great anyway. We already know it.
All right, switching gears, we all found out yesterday that the phenomenal actor Ray Liotta passed away at 67 years old.
Wow.
He was in his sleep in the Dominican Republic. That's your hometown, right?
My fatherland, yes.
Your fatherland.
I was born in Echo Park.
What a loss. Fantastic actor. I mean, yes. Ray Liotta, Goodfellas for me, one of the best movies of all time.
Yes.
Field of Dreams was my favorite.
Shades of Blue. So many.
I actually worked with him on ER, and he was phenomenal. He kind of was in his own world doing his thing, but he was very sweet.
And I mean, you had to be a little bit intimidated to even be around Ray Liotta, right?
Ray Liotta, brother. Yeah. I was a gown patient number 58, and he was doing his thing, bro. And I got to tell you, he was really nice to us when the cameras weren't rolling, so yeah.
So this weekend, binge watch some Ray Liotta. You won't regret it. R.I.P. Ray. More Destination after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hi.
You're still here. Well, it looks like Kanye West, a.k.a. Yee, made an appearance at the Balenciaga fashion show recently.
Sweet.
And during a chat with the reporters, he made an interesting revelation about his finances. Take a look.
I ain't touched cash in like 4 years.
Real wealth.
Right. Haven't touched cash in 4 years.
Who doesn't like cold hard cash?
What's this tell you?
What? I don't know. He uses.
He hasn't been to a strip club in 4 years.
Oh, yeah. A long time. That's true. A long time.
And how can you not touch cash if you've been to a strip club? You have to.
You have to
that.
Use cash.
Once I worked at a strip club, we used coins. So every time you got a...
Those must have been some ugly strippers.
Yeah, that's brutal. Just like plow and sticking to the booty.
No.
Come on down to Nichols.
The private dances, y'all. they look like me with a wig on. Talk about, what's up?
Kanye's probably got a cash guy. Because I can't imagine he pulls out his credit card and someone's not going to steal it and say,
his
oh, no, we lost it.
I know very wealthy people that hang out with, they got their entourage, and there's guys with backpacks filled with cash.
Let's play a little game. How much cash you got?
Let's
play high low. Whoever has the most gets the others, okay?
What?
High low?
My bag's over there.
All right, let me see.
Oh, Frank, yo! Whoa. Get out of here, yo!
Yo, he's got hundies.
Frank's
out here flexing on us.
Yo, when Frank's not on Dish Nation or on the radio, he's a drug dealer, y'all. So he's making crazy money right now.
$365 on me. $365.
What are you doing with cash, Frank?
Gas is so expensive that if you pay with cash, you get like 10 cents off a gallon.
No.
10 cents off a gallon. Yeah, seriously. You pay with the card, that's how they get you. That's why there's two prices up there. It's like, we're the card without a card. Cash,
right?
Yeah, save some money and also have the right PSI in your tires.
The more you know, y'all. I didn't know that.
This is also real dad energy, by the way.
I know.
All right, well, speaking of cash, Bobby Brown recalls having a heavy spending problem when he was a young artist coming up in the game, y'all. In A&E's biography, Bobby Brown, which premieres Monday, Bobby explained how he recklessly spent $1 million in a day. Wow! Take a look.
Money was ginormous. You know, I'd be driving down the street on the tour bus, see somebody in a car and like the car and pull the car over and buy the car and ride it throughout that city that day and just leave the car at the airport or at the hotel. Pay $50,000+ for a car and just leave it. Wish I had those cars now. Vroom.
To roll up on somebody and buy their car from them with $50,000 cash?
Yo, that's some baller. That's a baller move.
It's ridiculous.
It's a baller move. But yo, Frank, you know Bobby. Has he ever given you any money, brother?
Actually, Bobby did pay that day.
Really?
Yeah. Bobby came over and asked my wife. He's like, is that Frank from Dish Nation?
No.
He watches the show.
Bobby!
And so me and Bobby and his wife, we all hung out together, had a great time, and he picked up a tab. Didn't have to worry about it.
That's amazing.
Check it out. I saw Bobby at LAX when I was flying out of LAX. We were going to, I believe, New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
And I hate flying. So I was at the bar getting my wine on. And he sat right next to me. He's like, what are you drinking? He goes, I'm having wine. He goes, no. You're going to have an old fashioned with me.
Oh,
I'm like, damn.
Yes, that's cool.
So he got me an old fashioned. I was already three cups of wine in, so I had the old fashioned. Just let me tell you, I was feeling really loose.
Phone number?
No.
I got his phone number. I gave him my phone.
Did I get his phone number?
He wanted to hang out again. I'm like, sure, let's do it. I'd love to have you on Dish Nation anytime. Wow. Come in and be a guest. And so he gave me his phone number and he typed it in himself.
Love it.
And then I couldn't find it. I was like looking for Bobby Brown. I thought he faked it.
Yeah.
But he typed it in as Bibby. Bibby Brown.
Bibby Brown.
With an I, not Bobby.
Bibby Brown.
Bibby Brown. So people wouldn't know it if they got my phone that it's his number. Like, who's Bibby Brown? That's not Bobby Brown.
Yeah, it couldn't be Bobby.
It's Bibby.
Who's Bibby?
Up next, Andrew Freund stops by to talk being on the red carpet with Tom Cruise at the Top Gun Maverick premiere. So come right on back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Yeah. All right, he just got back from the highway to the danger zone. Movie man Andrew Freund is with us.
I'm right here.
What you got for us this time?
All right, I went to the epic premiere of Top Gun Maverick, which was held in San Diego aboard the USS Midway.
Nice.
Tom Cruise and the cast gave me a behind-the-scenes gossip about what went on, as well as some sweet details on a certain gift that Tom gives his co-stars. Check it out.
But for me, the thing about the movie that's fascinating is you didn't want CGI. You wanted real practical effects and you wanted real practical planes.
I wanted audiences to be able to experience that, and it took years of development to get it to that place. And I always said from the beginning, if we're going to do it, it's got to be practical. Even the first Top Gun, I was like, part of my deal was I've got to fly in the F-14 and you got to film me in the F-14.
All right, Glenn, if the fan, can you fly a plane for me? We're on a plane. I know you fly in the lessons, but like, if it's really going down, am I gonna trust you?
So here's the thing, is you guys gotta support me to make as many movies as possible, because right now, the planes that I'm flying do not have that many seats, and my family's gonna be fighting for those seats. But if I get a big plane, You're my first call, man.
Tom is very famous for sending coconut cakes during the holidays. Did you get on the coconut cake list?
I'm on the list. I'm very proud to be on the list. I was on the list pre-Maverick, so I'm very happy. I predate the movie, so somehow I got on that list.
I do, and I'm upset that I get it because I'm working with him, and he has me training nonstop with different stuff, and then Christmas comes around, and guess what pops up at my door? Freaking coconut cake. Thank you, Tom. Make me have to work harder, but I eat it all within like 2 days, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, it's delicious. The dangerous thing, though, was the first year we all got the cake, we had filmed this beach scene, which you've seen, and, you know, that forces you to, like, give up sugar for a little while. We had done that, we thought we had wrapped it, we all get this cake, and most of us don't even share it with our families, we just eat it ourselves. About 3 days later, Joe sent out a message saying, oh yeah, we have some reshoots on that scene, and we were all like, I just ate a whole cake. But you know, these young bodies get back in.
You snapped back.
Yeah.
Coconut cake is very good. I have one in my fridge right now. He sent me on my birthday, which was in February. So what month are we in? May? Is it May?
May.
I still have it. Okay. So that lets you know how good it is.
How do I get on the coconut cake list, Tom?
What's that?
How do I get on the coconut cake list, Tom?
We gotta call Amanda.
Amanda? Amanda? I want that cruise cake.
Wow. All right, Andrew. Now, how fly was it to be on a ship with all the fighter jets in the background?
Right.
Standing next to legendary Tom Cruise.
There is no one on this planet that does what Tom Cruise does. Mm-hmm. We get to the premiere and they're like, okay, there's gonna be an entrance. And we're like, okay, where's Tom? And all of a sudden they're like, look up in the sky. Man. I look up in the sky, there is a helicopter circling the ship.
Damn.
I look closer, I see Tom Cruise flying said helicopter. No pilot. Tom is the pilot. He then lands the helicopter on the aircraft carrier, steps out wearing a suit, and does every single interview like a freaking boss.
That's amazing. Wow.
That's Tom Cruise for you guys.
That's nice.
I gotta tell y'all, we were talking about that Tom Cruise cake, the coconut cake.
Yeah.
I was working at this company a couple years ago. We got sent one on accident.
Uh-oh.
And it's the most delicious cake you've ever had in your life.
I've heard it's a really good cake.
Like Tom Cruise.
I had the Tom Cruise cake.
Well,
on accident. I'm sorry, Tom.
Wow.
Top Gun Maverick is in theaters today. Be sure you check it out. It is so, so good.
Okay, you guys, we got more Sweet Dish right after the break, so don't go nowhere.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, so...
Dish is it!
If you love the sound of revenge... That's my diabolical laugh. I need to work
on it.
That's
it. That's all.
Do it again.
You got it.
That's like Snidely Whiplash, right?
That's great.
All right. So the story, a Russian influencer reveals she was dumped by her boyfriend so that he could focus on his career.
Okay.
Well, she recently posted a video on TikTok of her getting ready for a date with her ex's current boss,
Woo-hoo!
Who is also the owner of the company her ex works for.
That is petty times a million.
Yo, she looks bad in this LBD, though.
Yeah, she does.
She's hot.
Is he going to be able to keep his job, or is she going to be doing some pillow talk?
I don't know.
You know, I think you should fire Brian.
How weird is it to know, I don't know if this is appropriate to say anymore, how weird is it to know that you're Eskimo brothers with your boss?
Oh, wow.
Jesus. Do either one of you have any epic stories about what happened after you got dumped by an ex?
I've never been dumped.
Oh, what?
The last time I was dumped by was this girl named Leticia in fourth grade. And Leticia, if you're watching this right now, Leticia, look at me now.
Yeah.
Look at me. Sorry. But yo, Leticia, yeah, fourth grade. She broke up with me after lunch, yo. And I bought her some cookies.
Lunch.
That's messed up.
She knew the right time. Get you after the meal.
Some of those nasty cookies that don't have much sugar in them?
Nasty cafeteria cookies.
Oh, okay.
It was like 5 for like 50 cents. It's so bad, bro.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.